Of course, not surprisingly, the news focus on a national basis this morning, with last night being the final night of the Republican National Convention. And just as with the Democratic National Convention last week, of course, the final night is reserved for the final speech, which comes from the candidate. And President Trump was addressing the actual crowd last night, if I understand correctly, hearing some of the news
between
reports.
Between 1,500 and 2,000 people.
This must have been, I'm guessing, an invited crowd since it was at the White House.
Yes.
Don't think the gates were open or anything for the general public to come in. And
The general public was outside the gates and making a little noise.
Oh, yeah. That's where the general public was last night. So I'm hearing the news reports. I didn't see it, as I state. I don't watch either of the conventions, but I'm hearing what is not unexpected, that President Trump, of course, was touting all the positives for him, and everything for his opponent, Joe Biden, was negative. That pretty much cover it?
Yeah, pretty much without hearing it, yes.
Yeah, so.
He mentioned Biden 41 times in that 70-minute speech.
70 minutes?
70-minute speech. I'm bleary this morning, I'll tell you, Charlie. After that, and watching
minutes?
The spectacular fireworks afterward.
I'm going to admit, maybe it's because I played some tennis yesterday, but I kind of fell asleep. So I apologize. I didn't get to stay awake for all 70 minutes.
That's like a State of the Union.
I believe Joe Biden's speech was about 24 minutes, something around that number.
Around there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the president's going to claim.
Yeah,
I can stay awake for 70 minutes and deliver a speech. Sleepy boat Joe Biden can't.
You might consider it was more or less like a State of the Union address.
That's like
that went on rather
like.
Than and some people feel that some of the commentators felt that he was a little flat because he was going with a prepared speech as opposed to the fiery thing that he does at rallies where he's ad-libbing and with a lot of energy. And it was getting long for me when he started talking about the westward movement in this country, about the settlers and the pioneers and Annie Oakley and Davy Crockett. That was getting a little off the mark and long for me at that point in time. But he did have some zingers in there, just a couple of quotes here. Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a very simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country? In the left's backward view, they do not see America as the most free, just, and exceptional nation on earth. Instead, they see a wicked nation that must be punished for its sins. Some pretty strong stuff in there.
Yeah.
But in talking about...
This is what you'd expect, though. I mean,
right. I guess I'm going to play this very closing remark for you. And I judge for yourself the energy or lack of it.
We will make America safer. We will make America stronger. We will make America prouder. And we will make America greater than ever before. I am very, very proud to be the nominee of the Republican Party. I love you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
So I would say it was rather subdued, you know, at the ending, at the finale. Based on his normal speaking style, I would have expected a little fire and brimstone as he brought it to a close, and this just kind of crept up there.
Yeah, maybe at the end of 70 minutes, that's what he had
maybe,
left.
maybe. But it was quite a show. There's no doubt about that, the way they put it on. I mean, two huge screens up there and flags must have been, you know, a dozen or 18 American flags, a big stage set up off the White House. And then, as I said, over the National Mall, a spectacular fireworks show. And that two, if not three times, the wording came up in fireworks, Trump 2020. Yeah. But it was a show.
Paid for by the RNC.
Right, yeah, Republican,
so,
yep. Yes.
Yep. So, yeah, that's, yep.
And and there were some lines crossed here, like the White House and properties are not supposed to be used for political purposes.
Where did he actually, we talked yesterday. Was it the Rose Garden or?
No, it was South Lawn. Was that where it was, Dave?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was trying to gauge the perspective on that and talking to a couple of people, one for the president, one against him, and actually one against him. The they didn't seem to care. It's like, everyone knows he's the president. Who cares in this world that we're in? He's at the White House. I'm more concerned about what he's saying than where he's saying it.
Yeah, they.
I don't know if it, you know, what, did it seem like it was a helpful backdrop for him or not?
To put that big of a crowd in the Rose Garden would have been demolishing a lot of what has just been, you know, done there. And, so it was
I understand what the
area.
Implications are of maybe violating something.
But you and I have all gone to things where we've gone to weddings or graduation parties, et cetera, and they bring in folding chairs. And sitting on those folding chairs for well over 70 minutes for all the other speeches and everything else that was going on and the opera that was going on before and after. They
opera?
Ended with an aria, live opera being done with an aria at the end before the fireworks. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, I take it back. The aria was after the fireworks, but there was opera before the speech making began, before the evening got started.
Any other speakers of note from last night?
They had a ton of them. You'll be hearing some highlighted. Ben
I know
Carson,
that Ivanka spoke. We
Ivanka, she led into it, and Rudy Giuliani and a number of others that spoke. And now a lot of these were recorded segments. They weren't done from the stage. Ivanka was from the stage.
So kind of a mixed, which is what we had seen or heard both conventions doing, using the mix, using the live.
Yeah.
Trying to find ways of how the convention was going to be presented in such a different way this year.
Right. So now we shall see what kind of a bounce he gets in the polls for the next few days after this.
Well, it's on to November now.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the next. When's the first debate scheduled? Have they even scheduled any yet?
They have not. There's supposed to be three, and I'm not sure exactly when.
I know the vice presidential one is scheduled. I think there is a date.
Really?
I think that one is scheduled.
They may be scheduled, whether or not they happen or not.
We'll have to see.
Stay tuned for more. Of course, the news coverage we have for you. We hope that you are hearing coverage here and elsewhere, and for yourself, being able to find the information that you would need to make your decisions come November. And deciding how you are going to vote on your own.